Hey, everybody. It's a special edition of Vikings Connected because we're going to the NFC Championship.
I'm still so excited. I can't believe it.
We came out of retirement for this moment.
The Minneapolis Miracle was the top five moment ever in my life.
Like ever in the history of life for anybody watching it. Right. I feel so bad for anybody who missed it.
Yeah.
We're going to recap everything you might have missed.
Well, it's social media time, and we figured maybe you wanted to be caught up on the things you might have missed. I got the playoff beard going, the playoff hair going.
Yeah, I'm trying to work on mine as well.
Yeah, you look good.
By the way, this is Chris Hockey. I'm Aaron Newberg. We're your hosts for Vikings Connected. We're going to take you through everything you might have missed. Leading up to the Minneapolis Miracle.
Yeah, this
you ready?
Is so much fun. Yes.
First of all, the entire town was painted purple and gold.
Beautiful. IDS. That's the Lowry Bridge. That's the even the water's purple. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you didn't see it, it's a must. Grandma Millie told our NFL commissioner that she wanted to go to the Super Bowl, and so the Vikings granted it. She's going.
First, they get her to the game, one of the greatest games of all time. She brings us the luck, the Stephon Diggs catch. I give most of the credit to her. And then, of course, Roger Goodell gives her Super Bowl tickets. You're right. It's a sweet, sweet story.
How amazing is that? I live to 100, which is slim chances, I hope I get to go to a Super Bowl.
And, of course, continuing to be the kings of the celebration, I love this one.
Freeze tag.
Freeze tag. And look at the cases. Wow. I mean, that's a pose.
Somebody has to unfreeze him. Nobody unfroze him. So he can go win the game for us.
I'm surprised he made it back in time for the next series. And then he's gone.
Grandma Millie just threw a little tag down there.
That was a masterful game of freeze tag.
My kids went crazy when they saw that because they play freeze tag. So they're like, now we're just like the Vikings.
Play freeze tag right now for the rest of the show?
Game on.
Sweet. That's just me. I guess I don't know what's next. Unfreeze.
Okay. This is what everything led up to.
Yeah.
This moment, officially the Minneapolis Miracle. Still have chills.
The sound of the crowd going crazy from absolute down in the dumps sadness to instant pandemonium. It was fantastic. I was actually in the radio studio. I wasn't there. I was listening to it on the radio. What a crazy thing.
I don't think there was a person listening or watching who wasn't on their feet screaming and yelling. It's like what you wait a lifetime for.
It really was something I don't think any of us will ever forget.
I still have chills.
I still do too.
Not everybody got to see this moment.
What do you mean?
There was obviously a big Vikings fan. I think he was at a Rutgers game.
Yeah, Rutgers. Oh, no. Rutgers Gophers game, and he wasn't there.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Like, I can feel it for him. Do you feel it?
Absolutely. Well, of course. And I can see that the phone call was from somebody rubbing it in, saying, do you know what you just missed? So that you could be at a game in New Jersey. I thought my exuberation went a little far. This guy.
He literally tore his left Achilles tendon celebrating the final Vikings play.
Look at you can actually tell what's going on here.
You can see it broken.
Completely worth it, though.
Totally.
I mean, honestly,
worth it.
Thank you. I mean, he did it for us all.
I mean, and I feel like a lot of people celebrate, broke a few things, had a few accidents.
For sure.
Definitely.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it right now. I'll tear both mine for a Super Bowl win.
I will too. I'm in.
Tear them both right now.
You
I'll do it with a butter knife.
Four broken Achilles. For the Super Bowl win.
Scratch out. I'm not going to do the butter knife thing, but I'm telling you, I really want to win.
Let's snap it. So, Chris, everybody's been trying to figure out how this final play actually happened.
Unbelievable.
And there's been a lot of theories on social media.
I like this one. I mean, it's obviously Steve Austin was responsible for taking Mr. Williams out of the play and allowing Stephon Diggs to make the catch and run for it.
He's quick. He's strong.
Other theories?
Let's see.
He's a matador.
Obviously.
He's a lot of things, Stephon Diggs.
See, I knew he had those skills. I just didn't know he brought the costume.
You know, and I love the fact that he went Vikings colors with the matador costume as well.
Always. It
makes perfect sense.
Imperative.
To me. This makes the most sense of them all.
It's really actually obvious.
Yeah, Prince was involved. A very large version of Prince, by the way, who looks like Gozer the Gozerian from Ghostbusters.
Are you a god?
Well, this is what it looks like.
I like Slimer the best.
Of course.
Man. I really do think this is probably what was happening.
I think this is it.
Yeah. Thank you to Prince.
Yeah. So, you know, let's go crazy. And, of course, everybody watching it on TV saw it. That was great. Joe Buck and those guys did a fantastic job. But the true greatest call of all time when it comes to the NFL for me came from Paul Allen and Pete Bursich on the Vikings Radio Network. Now, mix that with Tecmo Bowl. We're talking a dream come true. Check this out.
On a deep drop, steps up in the pocket, he'll fire to the right side, caught by Diggs, Stay alive!
Oh my God! Oh my God!
So, great play, the Minneapolis Miracle. It's the kind of thing that normally happens to us, not for us.
Exactly. Yeah. I think we've been waiting a really long time for this moment.
Yeah.
We're not used to having this moment.
Yeah.
So, people went crazy.
They certainly did. And you know what? We're not going to rub it in, Saints fans. We've been where you're at. We feel where you're at. But we are going to giggle at you just a little bit.
Can't wait to see the reactions to this weekend's game.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like we're on our way back home.
I think we are.
Ready to bring it home?
Do your best with social media. We'll come feature you again after we're, headed to the Super Bowl.
Let's go, Vikes.
Go, Vikes.